Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, as we just heard, Russian security services have announced that they do not plan to take extra measures to shore up security in the wake of the two bombings in the Russian city of Volgograd. But clearly, an event like the Volgograd terrorist attacks have raised new concerns over safety at the upcoming Winter Games in Sochi. Let's think about the situation for a second. Two successful terrorist attacks just hit 400 miles outside the city where the Olympic Games will begin in just 5 weeks. The coastal town of Sochi is preparing to host nearly 7,000 athletes, 120,000 visitors, and thousands more volunteers and press for Russia's first Olympic Winter Games. What are you thinking if you're in charge of security? Well, we have two people joining us now who are probably the best people to answer that question. Mark Camillo was the Secret Service Security Coordinator for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, and Bill Rathburn coordinated security for the 1996 Atlanta Summer Games, an event, of course, marred by the Centennial Olympic Park bombing. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mark, let me start with you, because an event like Volgograd happens just weeks before a major Olympic event. What goes through your mind or through the mind of somebody like you when a massive terrorist event in another city takes place in such close proximity to the Games?
Well, the security planners already have initiated their operation. What they are likely doing is going back, reviewing their existing plan, and looking for ways to enhance it based on what they know to be the immediate threat. And at this particular juncture, they're focusing on weapons of mass destruction.
Now, Mark, you planned security in 2002, which, of course, was not long after 9/11. We get reports this morning that security planners in Sochi say no new security measures because of this bombing. Is that just rhetoric? Do you buy it that there are no new security measures after those bombings?
Well, if their plan was solid with a substantial platform and a layered security system, I can understand their comment.
I sort of interpreted that statement as just maybe a statement of public confidence and not much more.
Well, I think it is important to bolster the public confidence, because the venues likely are in a super safe mode right now. It's in between the venues and those areas, perhaps transportation and accommodations, is where they have to push out to enhance the security in those areas.
So that's interesting. The games themselves are probably super secure, but all of the infrastructure and places in public where people go might be the soft points. Bill Rathburn, let me turn to you, because you were in charge in 1996 in Atlanta, and of course there was a security failure. Now, it was small compared to Volgograd, and almost in a way seems quaint in retrospect, but what lessons learned came from 1996, do you think?
Well, a number of lessons came from 1996. Certainly we realized that before the Olympics that the park was vulnerable. We could not close off all of Atlanta. So we decided that the park was a public gathering place, and for a whole variety of reasons, we decided not to screen people into the park. Now, had we done that, we might have created a more significant incident if a bomb had gone off on Peachtree Street or something, or been placed on Peachtree Street. The area might not have been as cleared as it was when the bomb detonated. That is one thing that's important to associate. The bomb on Sunday at the train station was outside of a metal detector. You can have any number of security layers or perimeters, but at some point you have to screen people through those layers or those perimeters. And so I believe that bombing on Sunday, as well as one on Monday, are viewed as successes by the terrorists. To the extent that they were successes, then that same kind of thing is a great concern during the Olympics.
And so as planners think about the Olympics, they really inevitably have to know that the softer targets remain soft. You can't lock down an entire city. And it makes me want to ask you, Bill Rathburn, when an event like this happens, you had an event in 96. Do people like you, security-minded and the planners, then face pressure from politicians or PR people who demand that the games look good, remain open, appear to be, you know, democratic and happy and fun, when it's your responsibility to try to make sure something terrible doesn't happen?
Yes, it's a matter of trying to balance all of those objectives. And I really think that's one of the problems that Russia is going to have in Sochi. The games are an opportunity for Russia to showcase itself to the world. Vladimir Putin has taken a very personal interest and a personal involvement in the preparations for the games. And I think that makes the games an even more attractive target for terrorist groups like the ones that conducted these two recent bombings. It's to embarrass the country and to embarrass Putin himself as a face of Russia. So I think that increases the threat significantly. To my knowledge, this is the first time there's ever been a direct, credible threat to the Olympic Games, the threat from the Chechen group that was issued back in July.
And Mark Camilla, before we let you go, does it make it more difficult for somebody like you and Bill when a leader like Vladimir Putin or any leader really has a lot at stake in putting on a games that looks good and maybe they put pressure on security people to back off?
Every head of state does provide a letter of guarantee, if you will, that says that they will use all resources and capabilities available to ensure the safety and security of all those competing and in attendance. So they're not taking this lightly. They unfortunately have to deal with events that are occurring in proximity. They know that as safe as their venues are going to be, and the fact that they've eliminated vehicles and other conveyances of explosive devices, they still have to deal with things that are happening out in the periphery, if you will.
We're happy to have two of the people who stay up at night trying to keep games safe. Mark Camilla was the Secret Service Security Coordinator for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, and Bill Rathburn coordinated security in 1996 at the Atlanta Summer Games. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.